As I said, today's talk is the leap of faith. And so that journal entry there is from when I was at the Divine Science Wyoming Church in the city. And I wasn't ordained yet, but I was told that I was going to be let go immediately. And that was on the 28th of February. I thought, wow, you know, here it's the 29th of February, and it's a leap year. It truly is a leap year. And I started to really kind of think about that. And even though my personality was like, oh my gosh, something really awful has happened, another part of me said, but I met so many wonderful people, and just the invitation to even go down this path, and this couldn't all just be accidental and for nothing. It couldn't be like, well, this is the end. But at the time, I thought, here's how you are doing what you want to do. You are a minister, and you're in a church. And if you're not in a church, you don't do this. That's what my personality said. But another part said, get up and get moving. This is how you all met. This is how you learned what you needed to learn, and it's time to move on, and nothing bad is going on. Instead of something falling apart, something just fell together. And what fell together within a matter of weeks was Harmony Fellowship. And so March 16th will be our eighth year of something really falling together. It was completely in alignment with who I was, and just fed both me and I hope the people that came. And so I've just met the most incredible people and had the most incredible musicians here on Sundays that, once again, I say, this can't just be an accident. There's something deeper and richer going on. And so whenever we enter this other leap year or think about leaping, what really helps us to leap is to understand that something's been working in our life all along. And that's why it's so important to connect with what it is that's within us, and also to connect with our experiences to say, oh, the reason that happened was because this is what I was thinking, feeling, and believing at that time, and that's what happened. And the reason this good came into my life is because I was being very open and loving and peaceful and living in gratitude, and it seemed like things started flowing in. And then when I went into fear, it seems like things flowed out. And therefore, something is dancing with me and moving with me and creating with me, and I can trust that. So a leap of faith without connecting the dots is, as that next quote says, is blind faith. Where you, like, just have blind faith. Don't you remember when you went to your churches and they said, why would God create hell? And they'd say, well, you just have to have blind faith. You just have to believe it. Even though another part of you said, this doesn't make sense because that love and fear just don't seem to be a good match. But who do I know? I'm 5, 6, 7 years old. What do I know? The big people know. And so we do kind of go through life with that mixed message going on inside of us, when truly it's been nothing but support for what it was we were focusing our attention and our energy on, and how we were vibrating, which is one of those new thought metaphysical words we like to say. But how, right? It's like, where are you vibrating at? It's like, what's that mean? I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, but when do you feel most alive and when do you feel most drained? Okay, when you feel most alive and open and you're not afraid and you're just in gratitude, you're vibrating at a very high level. Your body is really in sync with you. It's feeling good. And when you're in fear, it clams up and closes up. You can feel yourself shutting down. So you dance with that. You say, whenever I'm feeling that, that means I do the opposite. I start doing my mind exercises, my treatment on myself to get myself back into flowing into gratitude and in the flow of life again. So the leap of faith with blind faith isn't a very wise faith. With real faith, it's like, of course this is going to turn out. the desire wouldn't be there within me unless what was within me was expressing the desire to do it. We're working hand in hand here. What I desire is what it desires. It's all good. But as we go through this human experience, we have to actually experience things. Just like we have to know, somebody can't tell you what chocolate tastes like. You have to taste chocolate. And then you find out there's different chocolates. And you know you got to taste them all. Right? So we have to taste this experience called faith. We have to actually find it. It has to be an experience. It's not a word. It's not something that you're just supposed to have. It's something you get just as if you can count on a friend to always be there for you. You have faith that they'll be there. So you have faith that you have a divine friend that's always going to be there. And even when the other personality might not be able to handle what you're going through, this one can and does. And you trust that. What is my most intimate, important relationship friend want for me? Nothing but good. Just absolutely nothing but good. And no matter what comes up, it's an opportunity to let go of some story that's keeping us in fear or how things need to be. It's shaking us loose from our human stories and constructs and moving us into the mystical experience where nothing needs to happen or change. You just move into it. So I love some of these quotes. Mother Teresa, if faith is lacking, it's because there's too much selfishness, too much concern for personal gain. Some people like to take a leap of faith, they call it, when in reality, they know they're stomping on somebody else's good, that they're trying to accomplish something and they're out of integrity. That wonderful, dear friend we have knows us so well. And we just absolutely cannot run a game on it. It will cause the discomfort in our lives till we wake up and say, no, I need to open up. I need to open up. This has to be a good that works for all whenever I do anything. Every once in a while, just little things like asking a musician to do a particular song and they don't know it. And they go, oh, no, I don't know, I don't know. I say, oh, wait. This is Harmony Fellowship, remember? Forget about the song. Because it's not important. We have to start understanding in faith what is really, really important going on here. And that is about our connection to others and our connection to our source. And that's it. You get that going on, and life gets really easy. If we want to take a leap of faith, but we're dragging behind us a lot of resentment and past, it's not a really good time to leap. It's a great time to do the work. It's a great time to say, what could I do that's loving towards a person that I feel has harmed me? What could I do that's loving? Could I just send them loving thoughts? Could I possibly reach out and see if they're in a new place? What could I do? Could I tell them that's in the past, that's behind us? What could I do? Because when we do that, faith and love come together. And we release an entire burden that we've been carrying, and we actually walk out of the prison we've been living in thinking it protected us. But it didn't. So there's certain conditions we want to, if we're going to take a leap, that we really want to put in place. I've heard some people say they do a leap of faith and then they wonder why it didn't work out. But if you don't have faith, you really shouldn't be leaping. Does that make sense? You really shouldn't leap unless you have something that you feel is supporting you to get to the other side. And if we're looking at the past, as we're trying to go that way, it doesn't seem like it's going to be very successful. And if we're carrying a lot of burdens, again, it's not successful. And there's only one reason for that. The only thing that's leaping here with you is spirit. And it is completely unburdened. But we can burden it. So anything that comes up when we have more and more faith, when we see, connect the dots, and we see, actually, this has moved us along, this has moved me along to more good and more good. We trust that whatever comes up, even though we don't know how or why, that it is leading us to our good work, our good that we're bringing into the world, what makes us feel good about ourselves. It's doing that. And we just trust that. I know this looks crazy and mixed up here, but I don't know what's growing underground that's going to come up down there. And we go with it, trusting. One of the things when we take a leap, especially if it's something we don't want anymore, it's really good to know what it is we do want. What do we really, truly desire? And then take our hands off of it. But to leave what we don't want without knowing what we do want, we're missing the creative process that we get to do with our friend. What would I really love to have happen? More than that, how would I really love to feel? Relief, peace, joy, drama? I don't think we should go with drama. I think the first ones were a yes, and the last one was a no. So we pay attention also to the yeses and nos in our lives. When is it that my life flows very easily and my body and everything, I feel more energized? And when is it that I'm running into brick walls with whatever I'm trying to accomplish? If I'm running into a brick wall constantly with what I'm trying to accomplish, we've talked about this before. The answer is do not get something to go ram the wall with. Do not get a bulldozer. That is not the answer. The answer is it's behind you. Turn around. Do the exact opposite of everything you've been doing. Because that is no, which means yes is back here. It's as simple as that. Look back on your life and see how much you accomplished as a bulldozer. And look back on your life and look how much you accomplished in love and generosity. There's your faith right there. That's it. When I opened myself up, love came in. I connected. All was good, no matter what was going on. When I shut down, my life shut down. So, in this leap year, I know that that's not the only time we make major leaps, but I know that it seems to happen a lot to me. So one of the things we're leaping from is this building. They've decided they are going to sell it to a builder, and we're going to be moving to a new space. Not a new one, actually. Probably an old one. And it's not by coincidence that it's called the focal point. We're getting back to our focal point, where what are we really about? Why do we really gather? What is really important to us? How much do we need? How much does the message need? How much does your soul need? It loves freedom. It loves it. The only reason we came here is because John McAnulty didn't like the focal point. And we had to spend 3 years till he just loved us so much that he'd come with us. See what I mean? It all works together. You are coming, right, John? Begrudgingly. So, we will see. The story's not finished. It's still unfolding. We don't know. Let's remain open always to this. But know that whatever happens, it is always leading us to our good. We are so loved and so supported. And so it is. Thank you.